I'm going to bring the meeting to order, and we have a quorum, so we will first do our minutes that we have in your packet. And Representative Dill will move approval of the minutes of February 1st. And are there any additions or corrections? All those in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. February 1st minutes are approved. We have February 2nd, the minutes from February 2nd. And Representative Cornish, will you move those minutes?
I will.
Okay. Representative Cornish moves the minutes of February 2nd. Any additions or corrections? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Minutes are approved. Members, last night you were dropped off at your offices the spreadsheet that we have that worked on yesterday trying to put together, and I'd like to take some time and just walk you through that. Everyone has a spreadsheet. I believe we've handed out more this morning, so hopefully everyone has one.
I assume that that's the same one. It looks the same.
It's on the bottom left hand. It says, "Oh, this one."
5/11.
Yes, it says 5/11. Let me, just a moment. Okay. It for our purposes to make sure we're all on the same page. It's on the bottom corner. It's February 2nd, 5:11 p.m. And the there was several of these that had gotten put together during the day, so we need to make sure we're on the right timeline. I'll start at the top and just kind of walk down through and give you a little explanation as to logic and reason used for putting the items the way they are. The first one is Push Control Agency. And as you can see, the first column is the governor's rec, and then the last column is my recommendation. And going with the governor's recommendations there, the capital assistant or the Office of Environmental Assistance, going with the governor's rec on that program. In the center column where it says bills in Environmental Finance Committee, those are the bills that we were either in last year's recommendation or we heard this year, so that you have those there and the amount that was requested. If they were included in some form of rider, then you'll see it show up in the next column, which says $2,005 included in rent. And so it's, right now we're going to the last column, and when we get to any of those riders, I'll refer back to those. The next one is Water and Soil Resources Board. This is the CREP program, and we have going with the governor's recommendations on both for CREP as well as for local government road and wetland replacement. And last year in the governor's in our recommendations, we had some language that dealt with how to deal with permanent easements versus temporary easements and so forth. All that has been deleted. Is that the governor has reached an agreement with parties, and we're just going with the governor's direct, or my recommendations go with the governor's direct. Minnesota Zoo, that's going with the governor's rec. The Metropolitan Council has the Metropolitan Regional Parks. Here the governor's recommendation was $7 million, and I lowered that to $5 million. Just to jump ahead a little bit on the reason for that, is that we also have later on a rural regional parks, and the governor had a recommendation of $3 million. And what I did is I evened up the amount coming from for metro regional parks and rural regional parks. The next page is Department of Natural Resources, and the flood hazard mitigation grants. going above the governor's rec just a little bit. The reason for that is when we looked at the list that DNR has for...
Good one.
Let's see, where was I at? The flood mitigation.
Sorry about that.
Flood mitigation grants. When we looked at the list that DNR has put together, and it was an aggregate list, so we could go down the dollar amounts. When we got to $21 million, we were able to include all of the concerns that had been presented to us in the form of bills here. The only one that was not was the from last year. We had a request from Representative Dempsey that had been included in our recommendations for the Cannon Falls area, and so there will be a rider for that. But we didn't put in the other riders because they already included once we get to the $21 million level. Let's see. Going down to the next, it's the dam repair, reconstruction, removal. We are a little bit above the governor's recommendations there. The having a rider that will, and we'll be looking at language in just a moment as to what the riders really are, but including last year's recommendation that we had for $200,000 that Representative Nelson had presented to us, and this year, including the Rapidam Dam, some language that Representative Cornish has brought to the committee, as well as Vermilion Dam for language that Representative Dill had brought to the committee. The next one is the RIM critical habitat match. We're just a little bit below the governor's rec on that area. But the RIM wildlife area acquisition, we're at the governor's rec. The fisheries acquisition and improvement, we're just 50,000 short of the governor's rec in that area. Water access and fishing piers, we're a little bit lower than the governor's rec is $3.5 million. We're at $3 million. The stream protection, we're at the governor's rec. The reforestation, last year we were at zero. This year we put in, recommending to put in $1 million. The Metropolitan or Metro Greenways program, we're at the governor's rec. The Native Prairie Bank easements are at the governor's rec. The SNA acquisition at the governor's rec. The state trail acquisition, here's where we go a tad higher. And what we wanted to do is we tried to include programs, requests that members had brought to us. If you go down the list, you'll see the first was the House File 52, Representative Gazelka, which was the same as we had in our request last year for Representative Walls, and that is $1.5 million. That is a bridge, I believe, up in... in his area, the on the Excelsior Road. The other one is go down further. We had a couple that requests that had been made last year that were dropped out that Representative Fuller had. We have a one this year with Representative Poppy brought in. For Shooting Star Trail, we've recommended $450,000. The Bluffland State Trail Forestville segment of Representative Davids, that's a holdover from last year, $435,000. That's a little bit lower this year than what it was last year. I think it was $450,000 was our recommendation last year. The Goodhue Pioneer Trail, it represents Dempsey at $200,000. ATV and OHV trails, off highway vehicle trails of Representative Hackbarth. Bill included that in here. The one that the North Shore request that Representative Bill presented to us yesterday, we included that. Milltown State Trail that was presented to us by Representative Cox, we're recommending $500,000 towards that effort. Blazing Star Trail, Representative Dorman, presented to us $1.5 million for that. Glacier Lakes and Lake Bronis Trail, $900,000 recommended to meet the needs in that area. See, St. Louis Park, that's the another bridge, pedestrian bridge over Highway 25. Recommended that we take care of that safety issue. Bloomington Cedar Avenue Bridge removal, this is a request from that was in our recommendation last year, and we carried that forward, $200,000 for Representative Lanischewski. See, Stearns County Regional Trail, one of Rick, Representative Heidi Gerken's requests is included. When we get to the fish hatchery. County Forest Restoration, it was zero last year and it remains zero. Fish hatchery improvements, just barely below the governor's rec on that one at $1,700,000. Rim Wildlife Management Area Development at the governor's recommendation. The State Forest Land Acquisition, just a little below the governor's recommendation. Forest Roads and Bridges at $300,000, which is below the $700,000 below the governor's rec. State Park Acquisition at the governor's rec. The State Park Building Development at the governor's rec. Couple of projects, Big Bog and Grand Portage, have dropped those two. Lake Superior Safe Harbors at the governor's rec. Local initiatives. We put in have $1 million there. They're earmarked. Part of it's earmarked for the. We have it listed here as the Pew request, but it's not Pew any longer. But Representative, is it Sailor? Which? South St. Paul.
Hanson.
Yes, Rick Hanson. So this is for Representative Rick Hanson, $500,000 for the Fort Crosby Parkland. Last year we had the Grand Rounds Byway in there that was been zeroed out, and then. But this year we added Mississippi River Blufflands and Land Acquisition, $300,000. It was Representative Johnson's area. Let's see. The next one is Greater Minnesota Regional Parks, $500 million. Governor had $3 million, and we went to $5 million. Statewide Asset Preservation, just below the governor's recommendation, we're at $2 million. Field office renovations at $500,000, and the office facilities development zeroed that out. The governor had also zeroed it out, so it's at his rec. The State Superior or Lake Superior Zoo grant, $400,000. That was Representative Jarl's bill that he had in our that we had in the bill last year or recommendation last year, and the North Shore State Park. Reforestation, we zeroed that out. That was Representative Dills. It was in the recommendation last year. The Department of Agriculture is at the governor's rec, and the $18 million for the Rural Finance Authority loans. The Water Management Research Partnership, there is a small difference there. Mr. Reinholz, can I have you explain those two for us?
Mr. Chairman, the Department of Agriculture on the spreadsheet, the Water Management Research Partnership, the governor's rec for 04 was 570, and that was the committee rec from 04. The governor added some inflation in 05, and that wasn't included in these recommendations. Also, the governor did not have the joint plant pathology research facility at the university, but 245 is the recommendations that came out of the 04 Ag Finance Committee, and those are included in this recommendation now.
Okay. Any questions on the spreadsheet before we go to the rider language?
Sure.
Representative Hockey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I guess probably everyone here could probably tell you I'm no whiz at math, but when I look at the state trail acquisitions for $8,554,000, the ones that we have under the $2,005 included in recommendations, I don't get those to add up to $8 million. Am I missing something? Or
No, you're not. Mr. Reinholz.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hoppe, the total of the designated is $6,860,000. The total for trails is $8,454,000, so what that leaves is $1,194,000 that the department would use for miscellaneous capital upgrades on their trails that they're choosing.
Thank you, Mr. Reinholz. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions on the spreadsheet? Okay, let's next go to the writer language. JH 28. And Mr. Reinholz will walk us through the writer language.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if you would, I'll refer to the writer language with the date 5-2-2-0-5 and time 5:32 p.m. I believe everyone should have. There will be a couple corrections on some of the numbers. This was really came out this morning, and we did see a couple, but the spreadsheet numbers, I think, will be what we fill into the bill. But in the Department of Natural Resources, as indicated there, the total number of the total expenditures is $71,954,000. Beginning with Subdivision 2, I'll go through the program. The first program is the Flood Hazard Mitigation Program, and that is total is $21 million. As Chairman Osmond said, we intend that the department would follow the list that was handed out yesterday in committee on their priority ranking at $21 million. Brings it down on that list through what was Project 15, the Red River Impoundments. Also, the committee language here before you, the proposed, includes one other project, and that's on line 15 through 17. It's $175,000. For a grant to the city of Cannon Falls. That was a bill that was before the committee, I believe, in 04. Other rider language here that I would point out is the changing the match on lines 18 through 21 changes the match to be the state share at $3 for each $1 of non-state. The rider language on 22 to 31 is some language that's been used in previous years, which reduces the match required in townships where their median household income is low, and the language there has been developed by the department and used before. The rider language on 32 and 33 refers to the bill Representative Anderson presented before the committee, I believe on Tuesday, and requires that there be no match on that flood hazard mitigation project.
The in that grouping, I believe that the Conceito mine pit is project is in the DNR's proposal to be worked on. I think they have earmarked. Is it $1 million?
Mr. Chairman, yes, it is number six, and they have it estimated at $1 million.
At $1 million. So rather than changing the dollar amount, what we did is took away any requirement for a match, so that there would be just a dollars that could just go right straight to help them up there with that issue. And as they're working on it, then they'd be able to come back to the committee again for additional assistance in the next year. Yes, Representative.
At that point, Mr. Chair, I guess a question to you or to counsel over there. By not earmarking any money for some of these, we're just trusting that the DNR will do them at the $1 million rather than, say, $1 million in our rider language. I guess I'm a little unsure how that gets directed to them, and are they at will then to change a dollar amount? I mean, when we what's the comfort language there, I guess? Not for me, but for Representatives Solberg and Anderson and others up there to know that it's there.
Okay. To me, as the comfort is the fact that DNR has given us this information in the form of testimony before the committee. My concern is if we, and the reason we try to stay away from riders as much as we can, is so that others that are going to be dealing with these issues don't think that we're trying to pork barrel it up for somebody. As soon as you put in a rider, people automatically think that it's getting special treatment, and it starts making it suspicious as to why. Is it there because special treatment because of a merit of the issue, or is it because of somebody's district, or what all goes on? So when we have it on the department's list and felt comfortable that it was going to be taken care of, what we wanted to do then was deal with the issue that we really felt was the biggest hindrance for that list to be carried out with the intent of what I would think would be for the committee, and that's for us to take care of that state-owned property and the water that's being generated there from damaging the community that's next door. And so that's the reason I wanted to put in the language to get rid of the match requirement, because it's not a local project, it really is a state project. But I feel comfortable with it being on the list, and it's just a matter of us continuing to track that.
Thank you.
And if they do not follow through on the list, what we will do, what we can do as a committee, is require or ask for the department. Matter of fact, we can require it if we want to put it actually in statute that they would, if they deviate from the list, that they need to inform us. We can do something like that. I suspect they would do that just as a courtesy if we make that request.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members, I would start with subdivision 3, then on line 34 of page 1 is the beginning of the dam renovation and removal project. The total is $1.750 million. And then moving to page 2 of the language, there are three riders on three specific projects, one being the dam on Rush Creek. That was before the committee last year. The $500,000 for the Rapidan Dam in Blue Earth County is indicated in rider language on 11 through 15, and $50,000 is earmarked for the Vermilion River Dam in St. Louis County on 16 through 18. This one, just like the last flood hazard mitigation grants, the riders only cover a portion of the money. It would be expected that the DNR then would spend the remainder of the dollars according to the priority list that they submitted to the committee earlier in session. There's many projects in the DNR that are like that. They're required to submit priority lists to the legislature. This isn't like the flood hazard mitigation. The dams are like that. So they have some flexibility in their spending on the other dollars. Subdivision 4, beginning on line 19, is the critical habitat match. The rider language just refers to the statutory program. Subdivision 5 on line 28 is the Wildlife Area Land Acquisition, and that's just standard referring to the statute that authorizes that. Subdivision 6 appropriates the dollars from the spreadsheet for the fisheries improvements and at the fisheries facilities, and it just refers to the statutory language on that. Subdivision 7, $3 million for water access, betterment, fishing piers, and that refers to that project in statute. Subdivision 8 is for stream protection and restoration in the department. I believe there were two projects they proposed in their testimony before the committee, and that is the governor's rec here, I believe. Metro Greenway, subdivision 9, is $1 million. Moving to page 3, as the writer said, this is grants to local units of government that the DNR will make according to that program.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Helen?
I don't know. Unbeknownst to me, I have left out the reforestation rider that should be in here for the DNR at $1 million. And be assured, the committee can be assured that it'll be in there when the bill leaves this committee. But for some reason, that rider is not in this bill. I don't think there was much rider language. Maybe Mr. Reinholtz can. I don't think there's any special rider language.
It was just boilerplate, I believe.
Pardon me?
Just boilerplate?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, That's correct. I think that the bill that we would refer to would be House File 339 that carries that. We'll refer to the language that was in that bill when we add that rider language. Going back to page 3, on line 14, subdivision 10 is $1 million appropriated for the Native Prairie Bank easement program, as referred to there. Line 20 is the $300,000 for scientific and natural area development, as in statute. Subdivision 12 is the trail appropriation. There's a long listing of earmarks. I think the dollars should match up with the spreadsheet dollars, and they will be in there as indicated on the spreadsheet doing the trails. I believe the chairman listed those trails, so I probably won't repeat those.
Okay. Representative Heckler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On line 47 and 48, number 6, when Representative Dill presented his bill, we had an amendment that changed that language, and that's not in this.
Mr. Chairman, I guess we can change that language to reflect that amendment.
It had to do, with the word remove and complete and put some more.
Yes, I recall that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think the rest of that is pretty much just making the specified appropriation to trails, and much of it was in last year's bill, so I believe it reflects it. We'll double check that to see back to the bill. Line 60 is the first lighter there is the state trails. Down at line 60 is where there are some non-state trails that were earmarked money for. The first one was the St. Louis Park project that was brought forth by Representative Simon, and building a bridge over at Hennepin County State Aid 25. The next, moving on to page 4, there's a second rider, and this one is to remove the City of Bloomington, the bridge at Old Cedar Avenue Bridge in the City of Bloomington. That was a project that came forth last year to this committee and was in last year's recommendations. It is included here again. Subdivision 13, line 11, is fish hatchery improvements of $1.7 million, as indicated in the spreadsheet. Line 14 is wildlife management area development of $600,000. State forest land acquisition at $850,000. Line 28, subdivision 16, is the forest road and bridges at $300,000. State park recreation area acquisition at subdivision 17 at $2 million. There is no designated areas there. It's just within current state park boundaries. I believe this is the governor's recommended language.
Representative Rudolph.
Just jumping a little ahead of here on the local parks grants. Are those?
Why don't we wait till we get to it?
I think he's there.
Okay, we'll let him explain it, and then we'll get.
Okay.
Yeah, the only other one, state park recreation, was $300,000. Development and rehabilitation in state parks was at $3 million, and it is according to the department's priority list. Line 51 is the local park grants. There's $1 million for the park grants specified in Minnesota statute, isn't section 85.019. That is the statute that establishes the local park grants. And then there's two earmarks. $500,000 is to the city of South St. Paul for a project down along the Mississippi River. That was brought forth last year by Representative Pugh and this year by Representative Hansen. And then on page 5, line 9, there's $300,000, and that is for a grant to the City of St. Paul for the Henry Park Bluffland project. That was brought forth by Representative Johnson.
Okay. Representative Rudolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Reinholds, are those two projects subject to the 50% match?
I believe that the language that's contained here would say no, they're not.
It should say so then?
In that, there doesn't, there's, the way they're earmarked there, I don't think it would be interpreted that they were included in that requirement.
Mr. Chairman, should it say then that they are not subject?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Riddle, I would ask the council if he agrees, but I don't think that it's necessary. I don't believe the way that that is written that they would be required to pay that match, but if that would be the intention, we certainly could add that to clarify.
Mr. Helling?
Mr. Chair, I'll look at the statutes, but I think that they are required to meet the 50% match if it's mentioned in Subdivision 2 of the statutes, and I'll look right after this.
Okay. We'll get a clarification on that.
Okay, thank you.
Subdivision, back to page 5, Subdivision 20 on line 12 is $2 million for asset preservation. Those are projects throughout the DNR's inventory at their choosing. Subdivision 21 would be field office renovation and improvements, $500,000. The department would be choosing the particular projects. Subdivision 22 on line 32 is the grant to the Lake Superior Zoo that was contained in House File 1747 from the 04 session. And then there's also the grant program. Subdivision 23 is the grant program recommended by the governor for non-metro regional park grants. The rider language, what that is stating is outside the seven-county metropolitan area and also requiring that those parks that are up in Stern, Benton, Sherburn County that would receive any money would comply with the plan that is specified in Minnesota Statute 85.5. And John, maybe you could explain exactly what that plan would require of them. I believe it's just a joint powers. It allows a joint powers board to develop a joint plan.
Mr. Chair, members, there is a regional park joint powers plan for those three counties, and that's what it refers to.
All right. I'll move on. That'd be the end of the DNR then, and we'll add that one rider on reforestation. I think is the only one missing.
Representative Pennis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for not having Wholesale 199 with me, but on the first page, lines 22, where we talk about the median income, 2% language, I'm wondering if some of the places have not been left out, and could we check on that, that were designated, and also, I just don't recall if I had Austin in there, and if that would be applicable, you know, that be included in that 2% language. And I believe I know I had Warren in there, and that is not listed. So if we could check that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Pennis, then it would reflect, we'll recheck and reflect the language that was in the bill you presented before committee.
Thank you.
I believe that was also language that was in last year's bill, and we may have missed updating a couple of those. We'll redo those. Where I was back on page 5, section blank, I guess it'll have to be filled in as we rewrite the bill. At line 50, the Pollution Control Agency is a total of $14 million, and that is for the landfill closing and cleanup program.
Mr. Chair.
Mr.
Chair, to that section, does PCA have a ranked list on those programs that we can see, just like we talked about DNR and previously in the bill, so we can see what their $14 million, they must have an idea what they are shooting for. I'd like to see that.
Mr. Chairman, they do have a list that they, I don't have it with me, they have presented that to the committee. Certainly can get that from them.
It would.
Mr. Chairman, the next item on page 5.
Do you have it with you?
If you can just make copies for the committee.
I think we can just get copies to the committee members, and that will be satisfactory. As it's been explained to us before, it's about the program, so it, if we can just get an updated list, that would be great.
Page 5, line 57 is the OEA appropriation, $4 million. That is for the CAP grants. The rider language just refers to the statute and also has language recommended by the office. On page 6, the last line there is limited to projects that were filed with the office before that specific date there. That was their request last year and also this year in the governor's budget. The next item is the Board of Water and Soil Resources. The total there, $27,362,000. Two projects, the RIM and CREP Conservation Easement Project for $23 million. The statutory language is referred to 14 through 19. It's just the rider referring to the program. 20 through 21 limits the administration of Bowser to $3 million out of that 23. And subdivision 3 on line 22 earmarks $4,362,000 of that total for the wetland replacement public roads project and has the standard rider language, I believe, that was requested by the department down below there regarding the program and the fees on that. Agricultural Department begins on line 45 of that page. The total here has to be corrected. The total should be $18,815,000, not $619,000. The spreadsheet is $815,000. There's three projects in that total. The first one is the RFA. This is increasing the dollars available to the RFA to for their loan programs. Those are user finance bonds and paid back by those people that the loans go out to. If you go to page 7, on line 19 is the Water Management Research Partnership Project that was proposed by the department and the governor. That's funded at $570,000. The Ag Finance Committee last year had testimony on that, and it was included in their recs last year and is included in the recs. Line 28, Subdivision 4, is the Plant Pathology Research Facility at the University. There's $245,000 earmarked for that project in these recommendations. That is the same level as came out of the Ag Finance Committee in the 04 session. Moving on to the Minnesota Zoo. The numbers have to be corrected on this one also. I'm sorry. These numbers reflect last year's recommendation. I believe the total number there should be $26,640,000. That is for two projects. The master plan, that is the additional exhibits to be built at the zoo. That was presented to the committee pretty extensively in 04. And I'm sure most of you have seen that. It's far in excess of $20 million. This is the first part of the appropriation. $20,640,000 would be the correction rather than $18 million. And on line 44, asset preservation should be at $6 million. That is that was the governor's recommended amount, and the spreadsheet has $6 million. I changed that number to be that. That would be to, just as in the other agencies, to maintain the current facility, not new items on the subdivision 3 asset preservation. The next section is the Metropolitan Council on line 51 of page 7. This is recommending $5 million be used for grants to the park districts in the metropolitan area for capital improvements. Moving to the next page.
Mr. Chair.
President Johnson.
Just for my edification, again, being new on the committee, what's the difference between Metro Regional Parks and Metro Regional Parks under the Met Council? We have, is that the same thing?
Okay. That's the same.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if we move to page 8, the last page, line 7, there's language in concerning the Minnesota Zoo Marine Center debt service. What that language is doing is forgiving, is releasing the zoo of the liability of paying debt service on the Marine Education Center. Currently, the zoo pays a portion of that debt service. The governor had recommended that that be relieved. That is, in over the 06-07 biennium, is a $1,874,000 liability that the zoo is being relieved of in this language. On line 13, the Stillwater Levee Flood Control Project, this was a project that, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Allen, I believe it was previously approved by the legislature. What we're doing is extending the date here to out to June 30th, 2006. I'm not sure what it was previously, but I believe it just extends the date on that project. That is a review of the language, and we'll make those changes that that were indicated to reflect the spreadsheet, and I believe just add one rider, and it would reflect the spreadsheet approved by the committee, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, there's one more subdivision for the DNR that we need for the Lake Superior Safe Harbors program that's not reflected in the bill, and that's the Knife River and the McQuaid Road projects, so I will get that in the bill also, and I apologize that it's not here.
Okay. And have indication from DNR that subdivision 12A needs to include some rehabilitation language. It says needs to include rehabilitation in order for them to use the funds that would be for other trails, those undesignated amounts.
So that is reflected on page 3, line 30. Rehabilitation is mentioned there.
Page 3, line 30?
Right.
Okay. We have a commissioner over there that's a stickler of DNR, that's a stickler for going towards the letter of the law, so if we don't have it spelled out, we may not get the dollars used for what we want it for, so just use your best judgment in that, because he has been held things up in the past because they weren't clearly spelled out. Rick Novoganius.
You got that one right, Mr. Chair. I just want to talk a little bit about the critical habitat match and not going with the governor's rec on that. And I'm wondering, I have a couple of thoughts here, and just wondered.
Could I just, before we get talking about the specifics of the bill, just get a little, make sure we everybody have any questions on what we have right before us, and then I'd like to mention a little bit of process that I'd like to make people aware of, and then we'll talk about the issues, changes. Are there any questions that you have on the language that Mr. Ryan Holtz went through? Any questions? Okay, what I'd like to do is for us to work off of these documents, so I will move these as a package for us to consider. Members, as we, what I'm hoping to do is in a few minutes we will take a recess so that we can have our two sides caucus and then be able to come back and see what changes or advice that you may want to present to the committee. I left with the metro regional parks and rural regional parks being even dollars. It was kind of my intent for people to, if they have additional programs, for example, there were some programs that presented by Representative Hausman. There's also programs that were presented yesterday with regard to from Representative Kelleher that if they, those types of things would like to be included, they can be, the amendment to take it out of the metro regional park would be, I think, the area to go to. Same thing with those from a rural area. If you have other park trails or other things that you wanted included, I would recommend that you look at the rural regional park dollars and subtract it from that. I tried to leave those two there so that you had some, if you want to identify some specific park activities and trail activities as we want to do in metro or rural, we're starting even. You have two little pots you can go to without disturbing everybody else's projects, was my intent. Of course, you're free to put forward to the committee any recommendations that you choose. But tried to give you some flexibility so that you didn't have to go after somebody's program in order to try and put money into something else that may have been left out or not included. And so that was kind of the thought process that went into it. So now let's talk about specific changes that you might like to see everyone to consider before we caucus in separately in Representative Wiginius.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just need some help remembering on this RIM critical habitat match. And the governor's rec was $4 million, I believe. Are we in danger of losing any private money if we wait on this till the next bonding year?
Anyone can address that? The RIM critical habitat match?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Joe Persick. I'm with the Department of Natural Resources and their Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Chair and Representative Wiginius, no, we are not in danger of losing. We have a projected balance that would say that we need part of these dollars in order to use the private match that we are expecting to come in during the biennium. But if they were not available, those private dollars would remain available to the department for another round.
Thank you.
Yep. Two more items before I go back to more questions, and that is you have a sheet that says 2005 session, and it gives a list of all the bills that we have heard there were this year. And I included the dollar amounts there, and then also if they were actually in last year's recommendation, the far right hand is just indicating what amount was in last year's recommendation. The reason I brought this forward is so you would recognize that the testimony we had this year added $112 million to the request before this committee over and above last year's recommendations. So it was not just a matter of trying to move things forward from last year. Really had to take this year's priorities and reprioritize the whole package and then come back. And so that you can understand, give you a little realization of the dollar task that we had trying to get this all to be pulled together. The items that are highlighted on here in bold are those items that are included in our recommendation in some way, shape, or form. May not be for their full amounts, but they have been included in the recommendation and impacted positively in some way. Representative Hackmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if this is the right time to do this, but I've got some language here that directs how the debt service would be paid on that ATV trail that we talked about. I think Representative Junkie talked about yesterday that the debt service should be paid from the ATV account and the motorcycle account, and I've got some language that takes care of that, that the debt service on that would be paid from those accounts.
Okay.
So I don't know if we need to adopt that amendment. I've got it here. We can pass it out, or if we can just include it, whatever we need to do.
Why don't you hang on to that for the moment? It's great, though, that you made us aware that that's coming. As soon as we come back from caucusing, then we will try to take discuss amendments and put them forward.
Okay.
So give us a little time. I'm hoping, how much time do members think you're going to need to discuss this?
Hour and a half, 2 hours.
I suspect so. We'd like to try and get out of here sometime today. This is Thursday, so people like to go home. I know that some have commitments to leave later this afternoon that would not be possible to change. So for us to really act on this, we need to try and do it as efficiently and quickly as possible. I guess I should ask, do members want us to recess? Is that?
That's a good idea, Mr.
That's a good idea. Okay.
That was a wise thing to do.
Would a 15-minute recess be satisfactory? Can we kind of cover things in 15 minutes? That would, in case you do have changes, we need to give staff a little bit of time to draft some amendments. So it's we'll try to do things as much as orally that's reasonable, but we have to be a little bit careful on how we do that so we don't have confusion. Why don't we recess till 9:30? Now, we want to start right away at 9:30, so please come back by 9:30. We're in recess for 9:30. Bring the meeting back to order. We have one amendment. The Representative Hancock has for the JH-28. I want to move both the spreadsheet and the language, so that we'll be working on both of those. I will also propose to give instructions to the staff that they can change the languages in the bill to express the intent of the committee. So in case there's corrections need to be made, they can make those corrections. As you know, this was put together in a rush fashion, so we don't want to force them to keep things that if it doesn't make sense or if it was inaccurate, but they will continue with our carrying through with our intent. So that will be part of my motion when we come to approve our action today. So right now we'll move, Representative Hackbarth moves Amendment A05-0028 to the language of JH-28. Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and as we discussed earlier, this is on the 70-mile trail that we require the DNR to design and locate and construct and build, and $340,000, and this is a little bit unusual to do this way, but I agree with Representative Junkie that we could take this money and pay for the debt service out of this account, and that's basically all it does, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Are there any questions on this amendment? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The proposal is amended. Representative Junkie.
Well, Mr. Chair, I guess I've been designated as the amendee here. If I've got about four or five, I'll have to see here, to try on for size. And so don't hold anything personally against me. I was just voted as the group to do it. So anyway, first of all, I didn't even talk to my group about this, but I just thought about language. Page 3, this is so minor, I don't even want to bring it up, but I think it's just important enough to me to change. Line 55 on page 3, it says trail from Painesville to New London. Right now it's paved up to New London, and we're going from New London to Painesville, and I'm always afraid if they run out of money, now they're going to start at Painesville coming down, and now we got a gap in the trail. So if we just switch those two around to make it better. We're dealing with the DNR, and I've heard that they're very picky on wording, so I want to... So if we could change that, Mr. Chair, that would be helpful just for my... so I sleep better. Okay. That'd be my first amendment.
Okay, everyone, any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Second amendment, and I don't want the Metro people to get mad at me, but I was the designated amendment guy. Mr. Chair, I would propose to take from the Metro Parks $150,000 and give it to the Como Zoo project that was Housley's.
Where are we at?
It's off the... I don't know what page it is.
Page 7. Deleting that by $150,000 and dedicating it to... I assume it'd be Representative Hausman's amendment or bill?
Right. The one on the...
Everyone understands that. Staff will make the changes appropriately. Everyone understand the amendment? Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Motion prevails.
Secondly, Mr. Chair, I would...
I'm going to go to the Dill one here. Make an amendment for Dill, but he'd like to take $150,000 out of the Safe Harbors money and put it into the Gitche Gumee Trail. They're both his projects.
Okay.
And he can speak to them if you have questions.
And, Representative Gill, where did we have that? Did you have a bill on that, or was that part of?
Not part of our. We had a bill on that.
Okay.
From last year, there was $740,000 or something in there in the House.
Okay.
In the bill that passed from the House. And Judy Erickson could come up and give us some information if it pleased the chair. Also, Lori Martinson would be willing to talk about the Safe Harbor situation.
Okay. Members need any additional information on this particular motion? Everyone understand the motion?
I guess, Mr. Chair, just out of a courtesy, if there are members that have objections, we'd sure like to hear it before we start zinging them down.
Yeah.
Just at least an inkle that it is, so we can.
$150,000.
And they're both Representative Dill. Yes. They're both yours.
Both.
Yep.
His.
Mr. Chairman, moving money. They're just moving them from one to the other. And frankly, I had forgotten that Gitche Gumee. I needed to do something on Gitche Gumee when I was working on this, so I'd like to move it.
Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Then, Mr. Chair, if you'd allow, we're looking to take $150,000 out of rural regional parks, a pot that you suggested, and put it in the Conan/Peterson-Aaron Montevideo Trail project. Let's see, it'd be under the Conan, the Wegdahl, the Granite Falls. It's actually kind of in both their districts down there.
House file
22.
That is a controversial issue. Representative Peterson, would you maybe explain to members the controversy on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for recognizing that it's controversial. I would defer to Parks and Trails Representative Judy Erickson to describe this. There is some precedence with eminent domain. We're talking about eminent domain going through a portion of landowners. The City of Granite Falls has started the proceedings, and the precedence, I think, was Walker Hackensack area, where they had a trail project stall, and that the court ruled that they would condemn and go through. So it might be controversial, but the advocates, from what I've been told in the valley this morning, say they're proceeding, and the City of Granite Falls is confident that they're going to be able to utilize this money if they receive it. So is that correct, Judy? She's nodding. I don't know if she needs to. Do you need to add to that? Okay. It might seem controversial, yes. But from what I'm understanding, the City of Granite Falls is going to go through with this, and there's precedence in the state that will allow this to occur.
Because I combed trying to find something that I could exploit of yours.
Right.
it wasn't
the one. And this is the one.
No,
I can buy some chemical though.
The reason I hesitated to do this is because the it's my understanding that there would be a condemnation proceedings against the railroad, and I think that I don't know if that's ever anybody's ever prevailed on something like that, and I was figured that whatever dollars we put against it was probably just going to be dollars that would just stay there. I don't know if they'll ever be used. Ever they have the opportunity to be used.
Well,
they got such hurdles to jump over. They thought it was a highly questionable project. But it's up to that's the controversy that was around this one is It's not that the trail's not a good idea. It's that it's right next to a railroad track, and the railroads are objecting to that sort of thing, and they were going to have to go to condemnation of railroad property. And I don't know about you, but I've dealt with railroads in the past in my district, and I can't get them to do anything if they don't want to do it. They got this federal crown on something, and they just jam it down our throats. So,
well, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to, you know, Judy Erickson is with the Parks and Trails Council. If she could describe that railroad issue, I would appreciate some guidance on that,
Mr. Chair,
from their perspective.
Mr. Chair, can I ask one quick clarification question? Thank you. Is there a private landowner other than the railroad involved, or is it strictly the railroad? Is that the only issue?
Mr. Chairman, to Representative Hoppe, I believe it's the railroad.
Okay.
excuse me, Mr. Chairman, members. My name is Judy Erickson. I'm with the Parks and Trails Council. And what Representative Peterson has stated is true. And it is the city is proceeding with condemnation proceedings against the railroad. The outcome of that, Mr. Chair, remains to be seen. But this project has been around for many years, and they have finally reached the stage of this eminent domain proceedings against the railroad. And they are very anxious to begin for some funding from the legislature to begin work on the trail.
But, Ms. Erickson, but the dollars can't be used. Would you be using these dollars for the legal process?
Mr. Chairman, these dollars would go to the Department of Natural Resources. The condemnation proceedings, I believe, are being brought by the City of Granite Falls.
So these dollars can't be used for the trail, though, until they get a trail, right?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
And so the outcome would be as to whether they were successful in the condemnation proceeding?
Lori Martinson could maybe answer that, but I think the answer is maybe she should provide the answer.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, for the record, my name is Lori Martinson. I'm the Director of Trails and Waterways at DNR. We could begin work on the rest of the portions of the trail in the area. We wouldn't be working on the portion that is proposed for condemnation.
Are those portions usable without the section along the railroad? In other words, is it all a package, or can it actually be separated out?
I guess the short answer, Mr. Chairman, on that particular segment, but there was a bill for $1.7 million for the Minnesota Valley Trail, and there are other areas in the valley that are working on a trail. The Granite Falls to Wegdahl section is the one outside of eminent, the inclusion of the eminent domain proceeding is the most ready to go with development. However, if something would happen and eminent domain was not successful, those funds could be used on another portion of the Minnesota Valley Trail. This is a new trail, so there are other segments that it could be used on, so it wouldn't go to waste, Mr. Chairman.
And we'd be able to, Mr. Peterson, you'd have your amendment worded that way so that the dollars would be, if it's not for this particular section, that it could be used on other portions of that same trail?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Erickson. I've got plenty of options to pick from here.
Okay.
I mean, I just picked that one because I had an actual bill on that and with Representative Conan, but I could pick $88,500 for engineering right-of-way for Appleton to Milan Beach.
Okay.
That might be a better one. There's less controversy there.
Mr. Helen, we can word that in such a way that we can cover the intent of the committee would to be, kind of assist with this trail, and we'll find out how to word it in such a way that can have some flexibility. I just hate to see one targeted towards one activity that I really don't think will be successful, or if it is successful, will probably take years to actually take place. It would be setting such a precedence. they have a condemnation against railroad. I could be wrong, but I would think that they would really fight this big time. So it would tie those dollars up. So if we can make it to where it would be more flexible and you get some part of the trail covered, I think that would be more reasonable.
Okay, so thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I understand correctly, we are following Representative Junkie's suggestion from our side, and $150,000, if it passes, will be designated for a portion of the Minnesota Valley State Trail.
That'd be fine.
And
with Mr. Chair, first from the Granite Falls to Wegdahl, but if there's a condemnation problem, then to the you can give council the segment you want second.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put that in as the second earmark.
That wouldn't have anything to do with boats or lakes or
pesticide.
Houseboats.
Hey, I talked to the boat people yesterday. I wasn't very impressed.
Representative Rudolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted a clarification again from Ms. Erickson. Is this totally railroad land? Is there, I know you asked Representative Peterson, but just to be sure here, is there private land involved?
The condemnation is not on private land, is it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Erdahl, no, it's not on private land.
Mr. Chairman, so it's all railroad land?
I believe so, Mr. Chairman.
For the condemnation portion.
Right.
There's other parts of the trail, though, that would be a purchase from willing sellers that they would be included. And these dollars could go for those if they're not able to assist in this particular area. My understanding. Okay. Any other questions? Anyone here that wants to speak in opposition to this particular amendment?
Oh, here comes the railroads.
Mr. Chairman, my name is John Appice. I'm with the law firm of Messerly and Kramer. I represent the Minnesota Regional Railroads Association, one of which is the Twin Cities and Western Railroad. And I commend the efforts on the trail. It's a great trail. The location, however, of this particular segment is one that gives the Twin Cities and Western a great deal of concern. As you articulated, Mr. Chairman, the condemnation is of an operating railroad. It's a strange sort of condemnation, apparently being undertaken by the city of Granite Falls in an area outside their city limits, along the Wigdahl to Granite Falls area. So we don't know whether they've got the authority to do that in the first place. We know it'll cost us a whole bunch of money if indeed we have to defend against some sort of condemnation action. But the money is not the issue. The issue is people walking along railroad tracks. The issue is people getting injured walking along railroad tracks and getting hit by trains. We don't like doing that for a whole host of reasons, not the least of which is the liability involved, but more particularly the lives of people who are injured. It happens. It happened last Friday evening when a 21-year-old trucker pulled across the railroad track up by Fergus Falls and was run over by the Minnesota Northern. It isn't real pleasant, certainly, for the people who run over. It's not very pleasant for the people who do the running over, and that's the folks on the railroad. I don't mean to drag this out, Mr. Chairman, but hopefully that portion of the trail from Wigdahl to Granite Falls could be located up on the ridge rather than down on the railroad track. The condemnation proceeding wouldn't have to be ensued, and this argument that's been going on between the city of Montevideo and the railroad could be hopefully not encouraged by an appropriation over to that particular effort. I had a conversation with one of the other authors, and he said there is some controversy with some of the other landowners involved, some concerns on their part about the trail going through. Judy's correct. This isn't a condemnation action of those properties, but it is a condemnation, I understand, a condemnation effort on the railroad property, the railroad right-of-way, which, as you may understand, is essentially 25 feet on either side of the center line of a railroad track.
We had the picture.
Thank you.
Representative Peterson, I would recommend, because when something's controversial like this, even though if we could get you get enough votes to get it out of this committee, it's going to be in jeopardy all the way down the line. And to really try and get some money towards your trail, maybe you should just designate it towards the Minnesota State, the River State Trail.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Thank you,
Chair. And without, you know, really specifying it, because it's underneath the jurisdiction of DNR, they'll put the money towards trying to, the best use to try and assist that development of that trail.
Yep.
I think if you'd be a little more general like that, we'd...
Yeah, but no, that's fine. That's fine.
Away from the controversy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And the city of Grand Falls can work out with the railroad, and that's not our.
Okay.
That's not our. That's not our issue.
Mr. Chair, I'd amend my amendment then, just to be general to the trail and not specific to the segment.
To the Minnesota River State Trail.
Mm-hmm.
$150,000 to Minnesota River State Trail. Any other questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails.
They're mumbling over there. Mr. Chair, this one should be easy because I'm taking money from the junkie bill. And I'd like to put... and I'd like to put... I'd at least like to have a marker. I think you understand the importance of that for the Hesh bill in Painesville. And even though it's not part of the Glacial Lakes, it will connect up to that and get folks that are using that trail into Lake Coronis, which is just a gorgeous area. And I know they've been working on it a long time, and former Representative Bertram up there, now a city council member, is part of this group and the chamber up there. And I'd just like $50,000 at least for planning and design money or something to go in there as a marker on the Hesh bill, House File 144, and take it out of my Glacial Lakes for at this point.
Okay. Does Council need any further direction in that to understand that amendment?
I do, yes.
Members have any questions? Any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I have one more, or maybe two, depending how it goes.
I thought that was four.
Well, unfortunately, I saved the best for last, and as much as I know politics doesn't enter into things, I'm fearful this one may be that way, but I'm still going to offer it with that caveat. I'd like to put $200,000 into the Wealthy Trail, House File 273, from the Rural Regional Parks. Be my first motion.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair,
Mr. Woods Trail,
right. And if I feel that that's not acceptable to you or that side, I guess I'd want to ask for a roll call on that.
Okay. And that it with that caveat, I think that you also need to recognize that this was, I believe, this is the trail that was put forward or proposal was put forward last. Session by Representative Quisley,
right.
And this committee did not support Representative Quisley in that action. So with that caveat, we will take a roll call on this issue. And any questions?
Just so I'm clear on this, we're taking your amendment to Representative Junkies to take it from the non-metro parks again?
Correct.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Junkie. How many more amendments have you got taking it from the state areas and giving it to political?
That's the last
one. What amounts to, Representative, is this is just buying political votes, taking out of a fund that we've set aside for all of rural Minnesota and buying political votes with it, Representative.
And Mr. Chair, I'm ready to vote on this, and we can vote it down, and the next amendment will not come out of that regional park, so it won't be political.
Okay.
It's
a...
parks?
It, I think it's we're well to take this we're well to take this vote, because it was the committee had looked at this. We didn't have it specifics brought up this year, but when we looked at this issue with Representative Quisley, when he presented it to us, we did not find it had merit to where we could support it, and that's the same logic and reason I used in not including it in my recommendations this time. And so it had did not have to do with politics, and that was the only part of your motion or that really I felt you could have left right. off. You know, it just, because this really doesn't, this isn't a partisan thing. Unfortunately, this is the only roll call we're going to be taking, I would assume. I wish you would withdraw the roll call request, because if you look back at our history, we didn't deal with this issue that way. It wasn't dealt with from a political basis. It was dealt with on the merits of the issue. And it did not have the support, nor were we convinced it was a high enough priority to include.
Mr. Chair, I in deference to the chair, if I can make it less political, I'll withdraw the whole motion and try a second one here.
Okay.
And then see how that flies, and then I won't request a roll call if that one's more acceptable.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, I'll withdraw. I'm just trying to
withdraw the motion so we can...
You know, I'm not political at all, Erdl. You know that. Erdl's my neighbor. He knows I'm not political. Mr. Chair, I would take $50,000 for the Welty, same project, out of the Lake Superior project, which is Representative Dills.
What is the $50,000
going to
go for?
Lake Superior... What's the name of it?
Lake Superior State Harvest. So that, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
That would make a 1/8, and that would adjust Lake Superior Safe Harbors to 1/8 if that motion was successful.
And so, Mr. Chair, that motion would not take it out of everyone's regional park fund. It would take it out of a member from our side over here. And
I'm bleeding.
He's bleeding heavily, but...
But he looks healthy.
But, and Mr. Chair, I would not ask for a roll call on that if that's acceptable to you as the chair, and an inkle to that side as a, to get this out of here. And you're right, it has other spots. This is the last amendment.
I don't remember the details. I wish I could, as in the conversations that I had on this particular one. I know that it does not meet what I believe is the threshold in order to try and include it in, but at the same time, I do like to try and have people feel that they're being dealt with fairly, and so I think we will... But Representative Dill's advice, I'll go along with this from my perspective. My vice chair to me is very important, and if it's his desire to do this, then I will support that. Are there any questions on this motion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Motion prevails.
I'm done, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Are there any other additions, corrections, changes, amendments to this proposal? Mr. Reinhold? We are getting pushed out by the next committee, so we will go forward with our motion that the have the spreadsheet and the language that's been before us approved. The recommendation will be from this committee, and it'll be sent to capital investment with corrections or changes that meets the desires of this committee as staff see fit. Because we know that there are some corrections and changes that need to be made. And so rather than going through those details, we'll let staff handle that. And staff, if you would give us copies of those as soon as you can, so that if anyone has any objections, we can try to stop the process somewhere before it gets too far along. Okay? The motion prevails, or is put forward, on as I just articulated it. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The bill is has our recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.